At 8:26, I'm Dave Savage, and from CatholicVote.org, the Wall Street Journal reported that as print book sales stagnate in the U.S., Bible sales are soaring.
I saw that.
Wall Street Journal reporter Jeffrey Trachtenberg wrote that Bible sales are up 22% in the U.S. through the end of October compared with the same period last year. By contrast, total U.S. print book sales were up less than 1%. Jeff Crosby, president of the Evangelical Christian Publishers Association, said people are experiencing anxiety themselves or they're worried for their children and grandchildren. It's related to artificial intelligence, election cycles, and all of the that feeds a desire for assurance that we're going to be okay. Trachtenberg wrote that Amber Simiati, a mother and influencer on TikTok and Instagram, attributed the rise in Bible sales to people like herself. She said that after spending years in the world of self-care, health, and career advice, she still felt unfulfilled. She began reading the Bible this year and started sharing stories about Christianity on her social media channels.
Wow.
She said that instability in society also led her to read the Bible. We're kind of holding on to the edge of the ship, like we're not sure what's happening here, she reflected. So I thought that was interesting. And if you want to know more about that, you can check out CatholicVote.org. And from Catholic News Agency, as the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris prepares to reopen on December 7th, U.S. bishops are calling on local American churches to show their solidarity with the church's eldest daughter. 5 years ago, there was a devastating fire that broke out across the timber roof and 315-foot-tall oak spire of the beloved 12th-century French cathedral. Restoration of the structure began with a $760 million reconstruction project. In a social media post, the United States Catholic Conference of Bishops, USCCB, wrote that as the cathedral reopens its doors, local churches in the U.S. are invited to peel. I had to look that word up, P-E-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
It means to ring. I don't know why they didn't just say ring their bells, but the churches in the U.S. are invited to peal their bells in a gesture of unity.
No.
That will be at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on December 7th.
Wow.
Interesting
stuff. Hopefully all the churches are going to, if you hear the church bells ringing at 2 o'clock on the 7th, you'll know why.
Well, you know, Trump's actually going to visit.
Yeah, I heard that. That'll be his first trip, first international trip
since
the election.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.